Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this April 29th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and welcoming into the studio our good friend, Assistant GM of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Jake Adams is with us. Jake, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, James. Glad to be here.
Oh, good to have you here. Let's talk some baseball. Kind of feels good to the soul, doesn't it? Just, it feels great. Want to kick things off right away, reminding everybody to go to northwoodsleague.com and be sure to sign up for texting with Roscoe. I did this a while ago. When I first noticed it, I did it because it was fun. I thought this is a great way to keep up to date with Rafters news, and it's going right to my phone. I get it right away. I didn't know you guys are going to be giving away stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
We're pulling a couple things out of the archives, and we want them in the hands of Rafters fans, and join our tech service to get them. Right now, we're giving away a Kyle Teal signed baseball. Thank you so much to the Portland Sea Dogs for sending us a couple, reminding us that Kyle Teal's still a part of the Rafters family, and he still thinks about us often. He's not with the Sea Dogs this year, but, I mean, it's still cool to have Kyle Teal's name around. And, yeah, join the tech service, win a signed baseball.
I'm glad you brought that up. This is something that we talk about every year with the Rafters, especially this time of year when we're looking for host families and some of that. The way that these former players in the Northwoods League in general, but specifically just hometown Rafters and looking at that, the way that we follow these athletes from then on, and they become another added part of baseball that we love. It's a long season, whether we're talking in the Northwoods League or we're talking MLB, and there's a lot of time to fill. There's a lot of things that I find myself as a baseball fan, you know, 30, 40 games in, what interests me, what's bringing me back to the ballpark again in Major or Northwoods League. And these kind of things are part of what bring you in. And especially when you are a host family and the connection you make with these athletes. We got a couple of longtime listeners that call in that were host families. Yeah. And just speaking with them about it, and they could speak so much better to this. I'm paraphrasing a lot of what they say. But it's a new family member. It becomes somebody who is to their kids. It's like a cousin to them. It's like another you know, distant relative or something. And they follow these guys, and these guys stay in touch with them and reach out to them, letting them know, hey, I'm making my MLB debut today and stuff, like some of the stories I've heard. So there's a lot of great positive reasons just in general to be a host family. But kind of shifting gears to that real quick, Jake, the reasons we encourage people to be host families, the added parts of it are some of what we're talking about here.
Yeah, of course. I mean, our host family program is pretty eccentric. We love what we can do with the host families in the area, and we want to make you a part of the Rafters family in general. While there is the added benefit of you do get an added family member, just a quick story, we had Connor and Gwen went across the border to St. Paul this last weekend and went and saw former Rafter and current Pittsburgh Pirate prospect Billy Cook for a game in St. Paul, and he had a million great things to say about Wisconsin Rapids, his host family, everyone in the organization. He doesn't forget about us. We didn't forget about him. It was awesome to catch up with him, but I think the host family program, it does provide a unique experience, because while these kids are coming into Wisconsin Rapids not knowing what they're getting themselves into, it's a different town, it's a different area. Some of them are coming from California, Florida, Alabama, and are kind of getting that Midwestern hospitality. But you'd get that insane storytelling of, this could be the next MLB prospect. This could be the next MLB superstar. Our team has produced some insane MLB talent. This league has produced some insane MLB talent. But in general, even if they don't make that next step, it's so fun to be able to follow them along and see what they do with their lives.
Yeah, to be a part of somebody's dream is something that's a gift.
Yeah.
And it's a humbling gift. Not a lot of us get an opportunity to be a part of and do. I saw this a lot in the hockey level with my dad as a kid, and having people from Canada or Saskatchewan or, you know, Sweden or something like that staying on the couch or something along these things. It's a privilege to be a part of something like that. And the impact you can make on your community, offering up your home to one of these kids, is so... it has such a domino effect. I don't think it takes a lot of deep digging to realize how impactful having the Rafters or River Kings in this town impact our economy.
Yeah.
We talk about this a lot with the world's biggest ski show that happens right here every summer. And every summer we remind our community, hey, we got a lot of people coming over to this town that don't always come here. Every one of us is a mascot. Every single one of us is a mascot for this community in this area to promote it, to encourage people to come back to it, spend your money, visit us, live here, any of the above. It's how rural communities survive.
Absolutely.
Not every rural community has got a minor baseball and sport, you know, two sports teams in their town and everything. This is a beautiful privilege we have around here. Part of how you can make an impact with that and help that is certainly going to the games, supporting the players. But when you're a host family, it's a whole other level of supporting and putting into your community and helping your Rafters do the work that they're doing and entertaining us, along with bringing all this attention and all this money and economy into our community. You are a vital part of that by being a host family. But Jake, I don't want to just skate past the other things that come along with this. Each member of your immediate family receive free full season bleacher tickets.
Yep.
I don't think we touch on this stuff nearly enough, man. Your family receive merchandise discount at the Raft House. Your family also receive free pass allowing entrance into the Northwoods League ballparks to watch the team on the road.
Yeah.
That's above and beyond, man. Oh, I didn't know that part.
Yeah. Our biggest thing is we want to help offset costs as much during the summer as possible, but also giving you a unique experience to being a part of that Rafters family. There are a couple of perks that we haven't updated that we're going to be sending out to our host families as well, including an additional 30-minute early entrance to every game. You'll be able to come in not just 60 minutes before the game starts, but 90 minutes. You get your concessions, you get to your seat, you can check in with your host player and see how they're doing. We also added a custom host family jersey for this season. So every member of your family who is a part of this host family will get a Rafters 2025 host family jersey. And we're excited to roll those kind of perks out with a couple other surprises during the season for our host families, because you are a part of our family as well. You're taking care of our guys during the summer. We want to make sure that you're taken care of as well.
Y'all are crazy. Mm-hmm. You guys are crazy over there. You go way above and beyond. That's awesome, man. I didn't know about the jersey. That is really cool. That is a very cool and nice added touch to this.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that we love about this community, all that stuff is just icing.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing this because they love the Rafters. They like doing this with helping out these kids. And one of the other things that I think is really noteworthy about this is the previous host families, how well they sell this, how well they tell people, you know, the experience and everything. A big shout out to all of them. While we're looking for new host families, we're not forgetting the people that have done this in the past and really paved the way for this, and how many different great talented players have been able to come to this area because of people opening their doors. If you have questions, if you're interested in this, but you're a little uncertain or anything like that, Jake and the team want to answer those questions. They want you to reach out. Please feel free to become a host family and find out all the cool things we're talking about here. That jersey's awesome, man. That's
I'm really excited.
My dad's going to do this just for that, if anything else. Like, he'd love to do this. Another way you could be a part of things with the Rafters in a unique way is the open interviews that are going on over at Witterfield. And these are coming up tomorrow, April 30th and May 3rd, Jake.
Yes, sir. We got open interviews over at Witterfield Wednesday, April 30th. We're going to be from 4 to 7. And Saturday, May 3rd, we'll be there 11 to 3. Stop on by if you wanted to be a part of this fun summer at Witterfield. I mean, I remember my first job when I was around that 14, 15 years old was I was an umpire for Little League during the summer, and I loved spending my summer at the ballpark. And while I didn't have an opportunity quite like the Rafters being in my town, I wish I did, because spending your summers at the ballpark, it is just one of those summers that you will never forget, because great first job. I mean, we're welcoming anyone who's above the age of 14 and up, and you can be 14, you can be 114. We want to have you a part of the fun, and we're going to have a great staff, a great intern staff, and just honestly, great vibes at the ballpark this summer. That's the biggest selling point.
Yeah, and you know, that's something a really nice point to add to this. I've been working with the Rafters for almost a decade now, and anybody I've worked with, from anybody working concessions to the top of the top, and I mean ownership and everything, just above and beyond kind and workable, good people, good nature, good vibe. There's always a great vibe in that ballpark. One of the things that I've noticed, especially over the years, even when there is a close loss, I don't see people leaving and their heads down or, you know, complaining or anything like that. Certainly wanted the win, want the W. But I don't see this town has such an appreciation, this fan base has such an appreciation for this team that you don't even see that. I will say, as a side note, the Rafters spoil us. We usually have pretty darn good teams. So we're used to being winning and competitiveness. That's a great thing. But even beyond all of that, people just love baseball. They love this team. So win or lose, being a part of that, you can almost guarantee there's always a good vibe down at the ballpark. This is a great opportunity, as you touched on, Jake, about when you're young and that, and being able to be at a ballpark. What an experience! What a first job! But I also want to touch on the importance of so many key things that a kid can learn in this job that you can't get everywhere. No. I talk about this a lot with theater and performing. That, you know, it's no different than sports. Any kid that's a part of a local theater play or a high school play or junior high play or any of that stuff is no different than a high school athlete. The percentage of them going on to do this as a profession gets smaller and smaller as you go on. But one thing that you can guarantee is that you're building their confidence. Mm-hmm. You're giving them life experiences that they can take into any field, no matter what they do. The Rafters are looking for concession staff, mascot performers, retail sales representatives, kids zone attendants, or even camera operators. Every one of those jobs you can take experience from and go into almost any type of field.
Absolutely.
So the having that on your resume, having that life experience there, and getting that in your hometown while working at the ballpark, like, that's just win. That's a great time and a great thing to be able to offer to the community.
Yeah, and I mean, we're very excited to offer all these different positions for the summer. I know one we've been talking about a lot is that concession staff, because they're what makes the ballpark kind of go round. They're pumping out food, pumping out drinks for all of our fans during that time. Kids zone attendants are very important, because we've got the kids who love the bounce house, love the speed pitch, love that general area, and we need some people to do not just kid wrangling, but just making sure that everything's going smoothly. Mascot performer is always a fun one. You get to be Roscoe P. Rafter.
Yeah, come on. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's a fun job to say 10 years from now, 15 years from now. Yeah, I spent the summer as a Northwoods League mascot. But then also our retail sales representatives. We have our Raft House team shop, and we've got some really cool merchandise coming this year. But we're always looking for fun, outgoing people to help out our fans get the right merch and get the right fit for them.
It's a wonderful opportunity. The open interviews are going to be at Winterfield April 30th from 4 to 7 and May 3rd, 11 to 3. Jake, should they bring a resume down there with them, treat this similar to a kind of open job affair or job fair or something like that?
Yeah, honestly, okay. With these open interviews, treat it as if it is a job interview. But more than anything, we're just looking for the kind of people we want to have around the ballpark this summer. So bring a resume, bring anything that you think we should see. But at the same time, just positive attitudes and a smile are going to be a more important thing, because that's the kind of people we want around Winterfield. Service with a smile and being able to take care of our fans.
We're speaking with Assistant General Manager of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, Jake Adams, right now. And Jake, we just got to know each other a little while ago, so you probably don't know this about me, but I am in a band called Penguins and Planes. It is me and my parents' dog, Sam. We have a little bit of artistic differences here and there. We haven't put out our first album or anything yet, so I don't know if we're ready for the Open Auditions National Anthem, but I'm going to work with them and see. The Open Auditions National Anthem Singers is one of my favorite things that you guys do. Certainly isn't just our team here in the Northwoods League. There's a lot of Northwoods League teams that do this, but this is something that I feel like we highlight, because in this area, we've got so many naturally gifted singers and people that are willing to do this. And I think it is one of the bravest things a person can do, going out there and singing the national anthem. it feels like one of those things where only on a local level does it really get its due, where the crowd can really has a chance to thank these great people, these people that do this and take the time and sing in front of us and sing our wonderful national anthem. You've got auditions coming up Friday, May 9th from 4 to 7 right at Winterfield. Yes. Anything people should keep in mind before doing this or attending this?
Honestly, what we're looking for is just some good voices singing the national anthem. But like you said, this is such a tough thing to stand up there, because the loneliest feeling in the world is being behind a microphone in front of a crowd. But more than anything, we're just looking for people similar to our job open interviews. We just want some great people that are looking to have fun. And we're not looking for top tier talent. This isn't American Idol, and we're not giving out Grammys afterwards. Right, we just want to make sure that if you want to come out and sing for the rafters, sing the national anthem, we want to have you out. We want to hear what you got.
I got the chance to throw out a first pitch for the Raptors once, and that was exciting. And I went out there and felt pretty, a little bit of the eyes on you and stuff. But also, I got the catcher out there. I've got, the other kids that were getting ready to throw after me and everything. Just didn't feel like that alone out there on the pitch. But thinking the idea of these singers and just the idea of it and everything, I really do admire people that can do this. I encourage everybody to come down, audition, find out if you can get there. We got a lot of home games, so a lot of opportunities for the national anthem singers. Again, this will be going on Friday, May 9th from 4 to 7 right at Winterfield. And let's talk a little tickets, Jake. Single game tickets are on sale along with packages right now.
Yep. We're getting right into crunch time, less than 30 days until home opener. It's crazy to think, because it feels like yesterday that there was snow all over the ground and we were at freezing temperatures. Still a little cold outside, but we're getting into summer. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part. We're going to see the sun coming out. We're excited to have baseball back, but obviously tickets are on sale now. We got the ticket office open at Winterfield now too, and we've had a bunch of nice people stop by to pick up their tickets, check in, see how the Raptors are doing, getting ready for the season. But we, more than anything, we're encouraging you to come out this summer, because this era of Raptors baseball is going to be a fun one. And that's what we've been preaching all off season, is we're bringing in this new attitude of, we're going to win games and we're going to play hard on the field, but we're also going to give you one of the best shows in all 9 innings.
At this point in talking about how close we are to the season and everything, how is the roster look? Is it pretty set, or are there still some moving pieces there?
There's a couple of moving pieces that are coming in. We had a couple injuries that we lost some guys, which that's the nature of the beast. Baseball always runs with injuries, but we're getting some good talent in. Our first half and second half guys are starting to fill in, and we're looking like a young and hungry team. And that was what our head coach Ziggy, who we're hoping to get on the program here shortly, he has been pushing from the beginning that young and hungry is going to win a championship. So we're going to push and have a young and hungry roster.
Really looking forward to getting to meet Coach, and cannot wait to see this team on the diamond. Very excited. You can see them as well. Make plans to get your single game tickets or featured packages at northwoodsleague.com. Get to over there, find the Raptors, and not only log into their page and sign up for the newsletter, or sign up if you want for both. The text line is also, but find out, take a look at that promotional schedule. I want to shout Jake and his team out, because you guys went so wild and fun with this one. The Raptors have always done a really good job with these. But when you bring in new blood, there's this energy that comes with it that is so much fun. And just even looking at these, I cannot wait to get these dates. There's going to be a lot of great ones. We'll be talking more and more about them as we get closer to them. You can find them right now, again, at northwoodsleague.com/Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Be sure to bookmark that page and keep up to date on all the good things that they're doing over there. Jake, anything else you wanted to cover before we let you go?
Honestly, the one thing I want to say just to everyone is I've been in Wisconsin Rapids for a very little time so far, less than a year, but I'm excited to see what this town will bring to Winterfield this summer, because there's a palpable energy in the air about the Raptors season. There's people stopping by talking to us about how they've been here from the start, and we're insanely grateful for all of you out there that are coming back to us year after year, supporting the Rafters, and we're going to give you a good season this year, and I can promise that.
You know, for a long time, Rafters heads like us, myself and many of the people out here who have been here since the beginning, saw the championship season, a lot of that. We feel like, well, we've earned our Raptors, you know, colors and everything. Yeah. We got a whole new staff over there. We got to show you guys that all over again that, hey, what we feel about this team. So get your tickets. Let's get to the ballpark. Again, May 26th is opening day. Get your oars ready, everybody. God, I want one of those oars, man. I want one of those oars. We'll be talking with Jacob a lot all summer long. Looking forward to having you, Gwen, coach in some of the players. It's going to be a fun summer, man.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Jake, if people have follow-up questions that they'd like to reach out to you specifically, how can they do that?
You can reach me at my email, AGM, assistant GM, AGM, at raftersbaseball.com. Or, like I said, we've got the ticket office open at Witterfield. Stop on by. We'd love to talk Rafters baseball with you.
Thanks for being here, man. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
We'll have more Rapids report for you as well, streaming live exclusively right here at WFHR.com.